Here we go.
Welcome for a brand new installment of Interweb Rundown. It is I, the Gulag Goon himself, alongside
Action Mango.
And we have another banger, another episode.
Oh, yeah.
In the month of Slapper Staff Member Month.
I mean, still going strong.
So I'm just saying, you know, my listeners know.
Another round of highlights going.
There's a, you know, actually, I got to eat some crow on this subject.
Really?
Because, you know, Karma's a bitch and she's undefeated.
It'll get you.
So, you know, we put out a hit on a few of our allies.
Yes, yes.
In the field.
Known associates.
My wife's a teacher.
Mm.
And she teaches, you know, the like that little Head Start program for little kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the little kid slapped the shit out of her.
Oh, he caught wind of this program.
So, I guess my wife got in this month.
See, and it's like,
so joke's on me.
Can't even do anything back, because, you know, you wheel those kids. And then
I mean, you can do something back, but should you is the problem.
Yeah, I mean, do you like your job? Do you want to keep it?
I don't know. I do not
choices
know.
We make. Choices we make.
Okay. Oh, man. Nah, it was a good week overall. You
good
know.
Dear.
Good week. You know, nice weather, stuff like that.
Yeah, weird.
A little man finally started to find his passion a little bit.
I heard. This is a nice little development we got going on
yes,
here.
Yes. So my son, his first week into anything athletic, he was always shy. When he was super young, we steered away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was asthmatic.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were always worried about him getting involved in sports.
Well, better safe than sorry.
But now that he's kind of past that shit, you know, he's a big kid. Yeah, and we don't want him going down my path of thickness. So,
well, you're on your own journey. So.
Yeah. So we threw him, you know, we're letting him test the waters on what he wants to do. And as a former football player, I kind of hope he doesn't choose my sport. But if he does, I'll help him through it.
Yeah, now that we know about CTE, it's kind of like puts a little damper on it.
But now he chose Taekwondo.
Oh.
So.
The mixed martial arts.
Yeah. So, he, you know, we're going to dabble that. We're going to go full throttle. He already got his.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's called a gi like in judo or jiu-jitsu. But
I mean, I'm going to say, yeah.
Whatever the apparel is called, he already has it.
Nice.
And he can't take it off. So.
Yeah. He's going to be living in that thing. Okay. Like, you better be ready.
Nah, I'm super proud. It's just really, you know, and your daughter's super young, but you'll see it when she gets older.
Oh yeah, she's starting.
To see your kid develop a passion for something, it's super satisfying.
Oh,
even
amazing.
If they suck at it.
Yeah.
Just the fact that they trying to do something really cool.
Like, it's nice to watch, you know, I haven't seen it quite yet, but I can imagine just like watching it, you know, just to be like, oh, you're really into this. Like that gets me into, like you said, it doesn't matter how you do it. If you're passionate about it, we're going at this 100%.
Yeah, let's have some fun. You know, for a while, man, you know, of course, I'm balls deep in sports my whole life.
I know,
so, you know, we started him off with basketball, and he's okay with it, but he gives up real fast.
Mm.
But he can't control the ball.
Oh, yeah.
And with football, he just never really wanted to do it. Soccer, same thing.
Didn't click.
And, yeah, it just didn't. But to see him ask for it. And, you know, the classes are every other day, so it's like it's a Tuesday and a Thursday.
Nice.
So when Wednesday came around, he was like, hey, listen, you know, we got to go to the school to train. So I'm like, oh, there's passion growing here.
Oh, yeah, he's ready to go. And
so,
I like what I'm seeing here.
Very proud of him. I'm just very happy.
I love it. That's great.
Yeah, it'll be nice to see him. It'll help build character. It'll help him get in shape, and it'll also help him focus.
Definitely.
So, because that's
three huge things right
there.
I
want to talk about, you know, my son's first team all fucking daydream. That kid will zone out on you.
Like, I watch my daughter too, and she goes to some other space sometimes. I'm just like, I'm just like, what's going on in there?
Yeah, you would think that they're in ayahuasca some shit, but no, they're just kids being kids.
Just living life. I wish.
Oh, man. It's today recording this. It is Saturday, and we are not live.
No.
From Mango Studios.
Yes. We have moved locations to the east wing of Mango Studios. We're in the bunker, as I will call it.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, first time using this little boom arm here.
Yes.
I got to tell you, this is awesome.
I'm forcing the comfort life upon you. And you will soon understand why I will sit there. And after our little remote episode, I was like, you know what? Sitting here really comfortably sounds amazing.
Okay. Oh, man, I'm all for it, man. All the pros use it, you know what I'm saying?
Look.
So,
and look, works. You're a PC gamer now, so you're fully entitled to just, you know.
We will get into that when we wrap up the rundown. But yes, the hype is real. The hype is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the glory behind it.
There you go.
So jumping into the rundown, just off the bat, it's just not on our first bullet point for our topics, but
mm-hmm.
Just, you know, in the world of film.
Yes.
Home Alone is getting a reboot, sir.
I saw this.
And it doesn't look bad.
I agree with you 100%.
It doesn't look bad because the sequels for Home Alone were just.
Oh yeah, they went off the rails. It was I think three was it. I was like stop, just stop. New kid is enough. I can't do it. But this one, I don't know if it's just like a little bit of self awareness or just like whatever they got going on. But something about that trailer was like, you know what, I'm down to watch this. Like, yes. And mind you, I am the person who was like, I refuse to watch the new Lion King. So. I have a thing to say about remakes.
You didn't watch the new
I wasn't into it. I just wasn't into it.
So you don't want to see like live action animals like sing?
It's just like,
you don't want to see the Apex Predator just
break out singing and I'd dance? Rather watch Planet Earth and hear David Attenborough. Okay, like I'd rather do that than watch Lion King.
Oh man. But for what it's worth, the Lion King remake. It's a little weird because it's the animation's insane.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
And like, to see what looks like a real lion sing.
It's just kind of like, yeah, it does something weird in your brain. It's just like, and then having seen the original, too many conflicts of interest going on there. So.
Yeah, it's a little different, but it's cool though. It's cool.
Yeah, but this one, I saw the trailer and I was just like, you know what? There's just something I like about it. It was updated just enough to, I mean, don't get me wrong, Home Alone is kind of like that. Yeah. You could do that any year and it would have been a great movie, but it's just like something about now that I was like, you know what? And I like, it was the two people who like play the criminals now. They're just like, I'm like, yo, it's just a family. And they're just running short on money. They're like, yo, desperate times, desperate measures.
Exactly. And what I do like is there's an actual Easter egg in that trailer. I don't know if you caught it.
No, I did not.
But the cop
mm-hmm.
that responds to the house is Macaulay Culkin's older brother.
Oh.
Whatever his name was, with the spider pet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, I didn't that's even his damn.
Older brother in the that responds as a cop the trailer. So, I'm telling you, if our listeners out there, check out the Home Alone. I forgot the old name of the whole thing. The new Home Alone reboot trailer, check it out, and you'll see the cop that responds. You look at his name tag; it says McAllister.
Oh wow!
So yeah, listen. After Ready Player One, bro, I fucking hunt Easter eggs.
Yeah, no, Ready Player One, that was another amazing movie.
But probably one of my favorite films.
Yeah, no, I will.
If you're a gamer, again, we spoke about this before. If you're a gamer, you're doing yourself a disservice by not watching Ready Player One.
Like, watch the movie. Hell, even read the book. Because I didn't. But absolutely. It's just, that's one that I'm like, yeah, we just rewatched that like a week or so ago. It's amazing.
All right, so kind of just, kind of wrapping up the film. We got a chance to watch, I don't know if you did, but me and the missus sat down yesterday and watched Halloween Kills.
I have not seen it yet, only because the wife and I had a little discussion about this, and she started off with, is Jamie Lee Curtis going to kill this man again? Just like... And I was like, my response was, yes, until we stop paying to watch it, she's going to get to kill him until she's in a wheelchair.
Okay, so. Listen, if you've seen this movie, she might as well be in a wheelchair. So, listen, my review is spoiler-free, because it just dropped.
Yeah.
I'm not balls deep into horror films. I can't do the whole ghost and demon shit.
You know, you got to, it's
but a slasher, count me in.
Yeah, no, those are enough.
Those are my shit, exactly.
Yeah.
So, my wife hated the film. She was just, she hated it. But, you know what? I enjoyed the film. I don't want to break it down because I'm not a filmmaker, but I really enjoyed the film. I want to know, what does it take to drop this motherfucker?
I mean, at this point, yeah.
So if you get a chance to watch this film, you see what I'm talking about. But
he never dies,
bro. He can't. You listen to like all the directors and behind the scenes interviews and shit like that. Mm-hmm. They swear that this man's mortal. I don't fucking believe it.
I mean, he technically dies every one. He just keeps coming back.
The real reason I bring this movie up as a topic is because the reviews were weird. The movie's not... I didn't see the Rotten Tomatoes score, but it's not... The people that I usually go to as my review guys, their stance was weird. Oh. So, obviously, this is a sequel from the 2018 release.
Yeah.
Their review says that this movie feels like an end credits, and it picks up right off at the end of the other movie. That describes a sequel.
Yeah, that's what everybody wants out of it. Like, everybody's always like, every other sequel is like times past. It's rare that it, like, picks up right from where it left off. And you get that, like, what are you complaining about? Like, that's what I don't get.
End credits?
Like, just...
I mean, well, I'm sorry, you mean the film takes over from where the previous left off? I thought we were doing a sequel.
So you mean the story continues, like, in a sequel where the story continues, so somehow that's not the same thing to them.
Yeah, so apparently, apparently sequels have to be anthology and has to be a whole fucking separate thing.
Like what are you, you're just... These are the people who are yelling to yell.
Oh, my God.
You were just yelling to yell.
Yeah, so it just... Listen, shout out John Campion and shout out Jeremy Johns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those three guys. Usually, my opinion lies with those dudes. Granted, I'll give them the fact that the movie is a little bit all over the place. But, this is a fucking slasher.
Let's be real. Like, out of all, like, the best of all time slasher movies, like, which one of them are, like, cinematic masterpieces? Yeah. You know, like, let's take it for what it is and just, like, enjoy it as a Halloween horror film. And just, like, literally, just that. Just enjoy it as a Halloween horror film.
To take my opinion for what it is, I enjoyed the Rob Zombie
edition of
Halloween. And most people hated that shit, so...
Well, because Rob Zombie's, like, a little too violent for people. It's just...
Maybe my opinion is just weird, but I like the crazy shit anyway. So, moving on to... Back into the gaming world. We kind of mess around a lot about... Crack jokes a lot about GTA. So, we know that they're releasing the trilogy of Vice City, San Andreas, and I think Part 3.
Yeah.
So, I'm not mad at this because we're getting a remaster. There's essentially three titles.
It's nice to get. I'm happy we have it. And, you know, it's just... I heard something that they're doing the kind of GTA 5 style controls for those three games now. So, it's like... Yeah. I see where they're going. Like, I thought it was just going to be a cheap little, like, you know, let's just put it out there.
Yeah, this looks like a legit remaster.
Yeah.
A complete redesign, remaster. Yeah. And it's... I'm not mad at the price for three titles, $70.
I mean, it can't be... Man, you know exactly what content you're getting, and that's three huge storylines.
Three involving stories. We don't know if they're going to toss anything new. Depending on how far they take the reboot.
Yeah,
like the remastering, how far they take it. Like, if we bring it to modern graphics completely, I'm okay with that. But if we're just going to try to... Yeah. Put lipstick on a pig, then no, we're not doing this.
I feel like we're getting a little bit of the later one. Because it's like, I mean, how much can you really rewrite that whole... Like, I only... And I say that from just looking at what GTA looked like on mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when it was like... Because I think three Vice... I think all the same games came out for mobile, too. So I'm like, those got... That was more like the lipstick on the pig. Like, it was just like... It was smoothed out and it looked better. But I think it was more just because it was on your phone. It was a smaller screen. Like, if you blow that up to, like, a big TV, it's...
Right.
I don't know if that holds up as well.
I'm talking in terms of, like... The actual graphics, like, if we get a modern look, then I'm okay with it. Nice. I honestly would like to see Vice City.
Yeah.
With modern GTA graphics
would be amazing. Like, I would like to see that.
But $70, they built all three be super polished.
Yeah. No, it has to be like that.
But I'm not totally mad at that price for three games.
No, it's not terrible. Like I said, you know, I live in a world where I wish everything was less, but it's just like, you know, for what you're getting for that, you, like I said, because you know what it is, yeah, you can say, all right, I'm comfortable dropping $70 on that, because if you're a fan of GTA, it's going to be three great games to play through.
All right, and another quick review. Back 4 Blood dropped this week.
Oh, yeah.
And if you guys know, it's one of the titles that we were really looking forward to.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, look, they did a lot of things well.
Yeah.
I give them,
like, have you got a chance to play this game or not?
Played it for a little bit. Definitely like what the bones of it. Strong Left 4 Dead vibes. Yeah. Like, strong Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, well, it's part of that.
So yeah,
it's part of that universe. It is. Well, listen, I got to tell you. I mean, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you this. I just know how... I have a lot of work to do with Muscle Keyboard because I tried for the beginning.
Yeah, you are in that trial phase.
Yeah, so listen, and I'm getting there, and I will get there.
Yeah, yeah, it
takes time. I'm probably going to really focus in on Muscle Keyboard when I get a new desk. Because my current setup is a little wonky.
A little cramped.
Because my desk, the part that the tray that holds the keyboard broke.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm kind of using my keyboard on a stool and my mouse on the bed. So it's just, I don't have a good feel.
No, yeah, you want that stability. Just a nice flat surface to work on. Like,
but I'm working on it.
I will say IKEA is your friend for the desk setup. Like,
I will. I'll get there. It was actually one of the things that were holding me back from going PC. Because I didn't have my own place. No, I don't have a real setup for it. With the consoles, it's literally just plug and play.
Look, as you've seen, you know, at the studios here, you know, I've held down my little corner where I got my little PC setup, and that is my last stand for the man cave corner right now.
But I will say though, it's I'm glad I did make the upgrade, and just I find myself looking through, playing more than the games. Mm-hmm. I find myself just browsing the stores, having fun.
Yeah, this is the stuff that you'll have access to, and it's just like, and mind you, we have not gone down to the dark seas yet. So it's just
So, you know what, let's just go into this, it's a back of a little fry. I just really just dip my toes into, but my experience has been like making the jump. Mm-hmm. But Back 4 Blood, this is a very smooth game. It's cross play, so I have the opportunity to jump in with my regular squad mates.
There you go.
It was only three of us because, you know, the wife works. She wakes up at 5 a.m, so she's usually knocked out cold lately. So it was me and my cousin and his brother. Shout out First Tony, shout out to Nomad. But we jumped in and we rolled with a random. And apparently the random we rolled with was like gung-ho.
No.
So, bro, right before we start, we have to, you know, right before you dramatically open up the doors to start the first mission.
Yeah.
This guy yells us out. All right, guys, let's go.
Oh, so, little Leroy Jenkins?
Fucking Sergeant Slaughter. Relax. All right? I like that you're passionate about something. I'm a big fan, but let's take it easy. Because the three of us just started the fucking game.
It's a game, bro.
So he is just so gung-ho.
Oh, man.
Runs in there. Of course, he's not covering his corners. He gets washed.
Like, dude, come on. Just like, look. And that's not even... I can't even talk from a place of experience, but I know. Just chill out. Run with your team. Maybe don't go blasting ahead. Like, especially in a game like this. It's like, you know you're going to get rocked. Like...
We're playing this game in a medium setting, and we are fighting our lives.
I heard, the jump from, from medium to hard, or from one of these, switches?
It goes from rookie.
It gets a little crazy.
It goes, I think it's recruit to veteran, then to nightmare.
Yeah, I think they said the jump from, veteran to nightmare was, ridiculous.
The jump from recruit to fucking veteran is, it's a reality check.
A little roughage.
So... But again, we're literally just getting started. Our characters are fucking as green as ever.
Yeah, it's how we all starting.
Yeah, we don't have a custom deck yet, nothing like that. So, but I do say the gunplay is really smooth. The graphics are nice. Day and night from the beta. The beta wasn't bad.
No, yeah.
It was... made a little choppy, but it wasn't bad. This one, same thing. It's very smooth. It's
So far, I like what I'm saying.
I really do enjoy the game. I really do. Really do.
No, definitely. I'll have to hop in with you guys one of these nights.
Yeah, man. Come on, just join in, bro, because we all the help we can get.
Hey, no, I will do my best not to get shot.
All right. So before we get into this juicy anti-cheat.
Oh, yeah.
we don't know if it's a flop yet.
No, but I have something to say.
We will discuss. But just a quick statement, Star Wars is dropping a new game in December. We do not know what storyline, we do not know what type of game or what studio's developing this, but we do know we're in December, which is weird because it's right around the corner.
Nothing.
No trailer.
I thought this was Knights of the Old Republic at first. I'm like, okay, we're just
which I'm looking for, by the way.
I mean, yeah, that's
good. I'm waiting for the remastered. I'm getting that.
I remember the original. That was crazy. So. But yeah, I mean, look, Lately, Star Wars has not been striking out with their storylines, so I'm not even mad at if they want to just drop a complete new IP or whatever on us. It seems to be working.
Let me be an Ewok, bro. Let me tell the story of the Ewoks.
Ewok battles?
Yes, right. Tell the story of the Ewoks. I want to run around with a crossbow.
Oh, my God. I just
sticks and rocks, bro.
Bro, this is all unfolding in my head right now. Ewok battle royale. Like 100.
I am so in. You fucking had me. You know, they're the biggest. Like, obviously, we're joking. Mm-hmm. Not really though. But the Ewok, when you choose him for fucking Battlefront,
yeah,
it's the worst decision you could ever make.
You know, I know we all went in there with like that kind of like that odd job mentality, like I'm gonna have a lower hitbox, but then no, they lied.
Nice, yes, not yeah.
That's not happening.
Not at all. Not at all. So, yeah, a little bit of rough. I mean, you can't really fight a fucking Sith Lord with a stick.
It ain't happening.
You know,
he's like, got force powers.
Ewoks can be force sensitive. You don't know this.
I mean, look, I would love to find one. Send him to the
that
Jedi.
The new story.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. Ewok
that's force sensitive.
Yo, this would be perfect. We already got a little baby Yoda floating around. They can just go meet up with this little Ewok dude.
Just break this down. Star Wars have shitted on Ewoks from the beginning of time.
That's
not
what I'm
once, not even in animated series. When they go over the schools for Jedi,
mm-hmm.
you don't even see Ewok anywhere near there. We seen a Wookiee,
bro,
in the Clone Wars.
Ewoks need representation. Okay,
so I think Ewoks are underrepresented in the Star Wars community.
I'm
right?
telling you, like we're putting out the call for this Ewok Battle Royale game. We need to make this happen.
Ewoks live.
Yo.
Tanya,
it's making
most dangerous warrior.
Star Wars at us.
What if, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if the new Star Wars like Jedi Master, right?
Bro.
And they're trying to, everybody's thinking it's Luke or
yeah,
some shit. Or like Rey. No. Or is it just a little ball of fur
Yo.
With a lightsaber?
Unexpected as fuck. You'd just be sitting there like, oh, he's... And then it's like, oh, no!
So I'll tell you, man, I want representation for the Ewoks in the Jedi Academy.
Yeah, let's get
I
this
going.
I
think this is horseshit that they've been underappreciated.
We need to send some angry tweets at Star Wars and be like, yo, it's 2021, where is my Ewok game?
Cancel Lucas Games for shitting on fucking Ewoks. All right, all jokes aside, new Star Wars game coming out in December. It's very weird that there is no trailer, news about this at all.
Like,
it's just casually dropped. I saw this on GameSpot, and I saw this on IGN.
Because what gets me about that
Star
is
Star Wars
that,
game coming in December.
But Star Wars promotes everything. I mean, bro, I saw a picture of them throwing the Mandalorian stuff on grapes. Okay, like on grapes. So it's like, how is this not being advertised? I don't understand.
Oh, man, fucking long live Ewoks. All right, so as many, we spoke about this already, but the goon has finally crossed into the dark side.
Yes. You have joined us. Welcome to the PC Master Racer.
I have been indoctrinated.
Yo. How is life at high frame rates, okay?
First thing is first, that shit, I always thought it was bullshit.
Oh, No.
But then matter of fact, put it this way. Remember when Professor Xavier reads Apocalypse's mind,
yeah,
and he's like, I've never felt power like this before.
Yes,
that's exactly what it feels like. I hear everything, dude. I see everything.
It is a new ball game out there.
Like those rose skins that hide in like dark corners in Warzone.
Not anymore.
No, senor.
I see you. Pow, pow.
So I'm just so eager to get next to the mouse and keyboard, because I will definitely join into a tournament.
Dude, once
just trying to look.
It's like there's a little bit of that learning curve there, but once you get there, oh man, it's like
sweat lord.
Oh yeah, no, it is. Well, I mean, you've basically got a hotbox thanks to you. Yeah. Just like it's not even that you're trying hard. It's like it's literally just toasty as all hell. Like
one thing I am worried about, and anybody, you know, Chris, if you're listening, or you yourself, sir,
yeah,
I just need a way to keep whatever VRAM is.
That's on the GPU.
Yeah, so I gotta learn how to keep that low, because it's like it's near like the max.
You have like 6 gigabytes, I think.
Yeah, some shit like that. So I gotta figure out.
You can tweak your settings, like start playing around some things. See what
you
say
that, but I just figured out the audio like a day ago.
I mean, look, it's a learning curve. Look, you have to remember me. I sat there, built my own PC, put it all together. I mean, a 3-day process, and then went to go flick the switch, and my heart fell to the floor because it didn't do anything. And then after another 30 minutes of panicking, realized I had not plugged the plug into the outlet in the wall.
I would have had a complete meltdown. So,
I did. It was a 30-minute of, oh my God, I just threw away $1,300.
But listen, I am in. Yeah, let's first thing, we just discussed the audio.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm over here talking with my man Chris. Mm-hmm. I'm over here with you. I'm like, yo, I'm telling you. I just can't. I have the settings on the Microsoft settings.
Yeah.
The only reason why I got it through anybody who's going to have the trouble in the future. All right?
Tell the people.
The only thing you can do is, for the chat for Xbox,
mm-hmm.
you have to make sure that the settings for your output and your input match your Windows settings.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Rain Man. I'm like, I'm over here using my tablet to talk to my guys because I'm like, I can't enjoy the full experience here.
I mean, luckily we live in a day and age where you can pull off that amount of like ridiculousness. But yeah, that is part of that learning curve. You came from the console experience where everything is very much more streamlined and it's taken care of. And it's like, yeah, it's a little bit, you know, you're on your own for like settings and setup more or less, but you do get that extra performance on the back end of it. So it's like, you'll figure these things out. Look, I had to go through a bunch of stuff too, where I had a point where I think my DirectX driver was like just acting weird. So it just wouldn't boot up any game for more than 5 minutes. Like everything was just shutting down. And yet somehow I switched a setting in Division 2 to like switch it to DirectX 11 and everything works again. Don't ask me how it worked. I didn't care. It hasn't worked. It hasn't messed up since then. So yeah, but we're calling that the fix.
But I notice. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest change is when I had played Warzone.
Mm. Oh yeah.
And I'm playing Warzone. First off, when you're in console, there's this weird glitch where they won't let you select certain characters because the game kind of lags while mm-hmm. you're checking, while you're checking, yeah, yeah. while you're changing characters. Not on PC, sir.
No. We have much more memory for you to do things.
So that goes away. And then two, the biggest difference I've noticed is that when I pull up on somebody,
mm-hmm.
there isn't that, oh, damn, I shot him first, and then I look at the kill cam.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, no, sir, that's me.
It's all on you
putting
now.
That fuck in the dirt.
That's it, dude. I'm telling you. Your reaction time, and now that you're on the mouse, and and I know you are controller faithful, and look, even I switch back and forth sometimes too, but how do you feel? What's your comfort level of the mouse aiming precision versus the joystick?
It's night and day. If I could move around with a joystick with my left hand and use a mouse with my right, you want to talk about
problems.
God tier?
I mean, look, those accessories are out there. Like, they do exist.
I know. My boy told me about some shit like that. There's like a joystick for your left hand.
Yeah, it's...
I can't stress to you
mm-hmm. it's
the headache I would cause people.
Yeah.
If I got some shit like that.
Well, because your movement goes from like just your thumb to now it's like, you know, fingers, and then you got to remember like your pinkies for crouching now. It's you have to rewire stuff. Like, I'm at the point now where I'm comfortable. Like, I was playing Cyberpunk this morning and I was just hot swapping in between the two because I'm just like, all right, let me see just how it feels and better. And it's like, I'm just now getting to the point where I'm like, all right, like before it would be like, shit, what's crouch? So you're gonna have a lot of those moments, and it's a pain in the ass.
But I'm definitely enjoying it. I'm so glad I made the jump.
Yeah, I'm telling you, and you are just prime time for this. Like, I'm telling you, like, thank you, Chris. You really hooked him up, like, especially with everything going on right now. Like,
I was mm-hmm. favoring an Xbox Series X because, again, like I said, I just didn't really have the place.
Yeah.
So logistically, it wouldn't make sense to be on PC at the moment.
It's the nicer transition, too.
My boy hooked me up so well, and big shout out to him. He gave me a keyboard, hooked me up with a mouse. Like, he set me up properly.
Very nice setup.
So, my man Chris, shout out to you, sir. I'm on Discord, by the way, sir. Ooh. So, send me that invite whenever you are ready. And, yeah, man, let's do this. Let's get this working, man. Carry me for the first few games.
Yeah.
Because I haven't mastered this mouse and keyboard shit yet.
You'll get there.
So. Well, but definitely, I mean, you know, I'm definitely enjoying this. I have to really
mm-hmm.
stop myself because you guys know me. I'm sure skins a lot in fucking Fortnite and in Warzone.
God, yeah.
So I have to stop myself in the Steam store.
It's going to be a problem.
I had to erase my whole wish list. I was like, I can't do this. I'm going to go fucking broke.
Dude, it's so bad with the... Because, you know, with the Steam wish list, it's bad. Because I have it installed on my phone, too. So I get the alert. I'm like, something on your wish list is on sale. I'm like, don't even look at it. Don't even look at it. Who cares?
Oh, man, but there is this one game, and my cousin knows. I told him about this whenever he's ready to go PC. It's called... Mm-hmm. It's called Road Redemption. It's like a motorcycle game that you get to beat the shit out of each other. And if you guys remember, one of my first episodes, what turned me on into competitive gaming was my older cousin
mm-hmm.
beating the shit out of me in Road Rash.
There you go.
Tasing me and sending me onto oncoming traffic.
And this is revenge 20 years later.
I'm ready.
He's ready to go again.
So I have put out a hit on him.
There you go.
And we're definitely going to score off. So, but I am definitely enjoying gaming. on the PC. It is
phenomenal. You just hit the tip of the iceberg, and we are just it just goes on from there. And it's
the biggest thing I'm looking forward to is mastering mouse and keyboard,
mm-hmm.
because recoil doesn't exist, sir.
Yeah, no more rumble packs. It's just whatever. Click, 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 click.
Christ, recoil is just not there anymore. Oh, man. But, yeah, I'm super pumped. I really do enjoy it. Shout out to my man, Chris. Thank you again, sir.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's talk about something not so... I don't know where to lie on this.
What?
And this actually may be the main topic, because DC fandom, as much as I was looking forward to this...
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you my take on that shit in a second. But, the new anti-cheat went live.
Yes. And, I'm glad they're doing it. Yes. I'll start off nice.
Hey, I'm going to pull up a direct quote
mm-hmm.
from Activision, and I want you to give your take in the meantime.
Please do tell. So it's like, look, I'm glad they're doing it. Like, it's definitely something it should have been done a while ago, but needs to happen. Now, the thing is, I think they've kind of pushed it out there, and it was just like, all right, we have this anti-cheat, and I know that, what's the name? Riot. I think they have a really good anti-cheat system too. And see, the thing is with these systems, like, they work and they're good, but you kind of have to keep updating them because whoever's trying to cheat will figure out a way into your system and how to exploit it at some point. It's the same back and forth game that happened with like iPhones and jailbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
It's always this cat and mouse thing. It's going to go back and forth no matter what you do about it. And from what I hear is, some people have gotten their hands on some things and,
Oh, yes. So, before we get into that part.
Yes. Get to this quote first.
This is going to get real fun. But Call of Duty both tweeted this, mm-hmm. IG'd this, and wherever the hell they can post in life. Dear cheaters, we love games. It's mm-hmm. our passion. We're honored to make games for the greatest fans in the world. We don't always get it right, but we're committed to doing our best. Like that. I actually love that.
Fair. It's fair.
Cheating ruins the fun for everyone. No one likes a cheater. Our goal is to deliver fun and fair gaming experience for our developers, for our fans, and more importantly, for Call of Duty players everywhere. Again,
perfect. There's nothing wrong with the statement.
Cheaters aren't welcome in tolerance, and there's no tolerance for cheaters. And soon you'll know what I mean. Very threatening.
So, yeah, I mean...
And cryptic, but...
Which normally they're like, they just throw it down to Banhammer, and it's like, oh, my account got suspended, and it'll take 10 minutes to make another one. But it's just
But they have teased a drop. Do you want to break this down?
So, I mean, because from what I saw, it's just like...
All right, let me read the caption for it. Internally developed PC kernel level driver will launch with... Wait, what's the name of this company?
What are these guys? Like Ricochet, yeah.
Yeah. With Ricochet Anti-Cheat, the driver will first arrive alongside the upcoming Pacific update in Warzone and subsequently launch for Vanguard at a later date.
And look, it's needed. It's definitely good. I like what they're doing with it. It's just like, you just have to keep these systems up and going. I think people like kind of look at this as like, all right, this is going to solve all the cheating problems. And it's like, no, this is going to get you maybe like a step or two ahead of where you were before,
mm-hmm.
but we're still going to have cheaters. Like, I don't think you're going to see them anywhere near as frequently anymore. Yeah. So that's definitely like one good benefit. I'm not like, as much as I'm going to like probably trash this in the next 5 minutes, it's like, look, it's a better scenario than what we had before. So like, yes, it is.
So do you want to execute Order 66 first or shall I?
I mean, look, I'll go for it. Fuck it.
Yeah, go just for like, it, sir.
Cause look, you're not going to stop the cheaters. Okay. Like, yeah. I mean, what are we at already? I think it's, so they're already selling cheats for the new system? Are we there yet? Because
I will break this down, sir. All right. So just hours after this went live, mm-hmm. already like, the hackers broke the new anti-cheat system in one day.
Like, that's...
It's not already good. But I don't know. Now, this is the question I posed to you before I give my take.
Yeah.
Okay. A statement I found on PCGamer.com. Obviously, I have to change my reading material because I stuffed up in life.
Yeah.
All right. But the new anti-cheat is kind of live. It's not. It's not full.
It's rolling out.
After a stern warning to all cheaters, the service went live, and with hours, the anti-cheat was already bypassed, and the devs at Pay to Cheat is already scrubbing through the code. But According to an article found on PC Gamer, this is actually playing into Activision's hand.
Okay,
let me break this down a little further. With the full anti-cheat set to release in December, they're just looking to test out the software in beta form by using selected third parties just to see how the software is out. And they're targeting PC gamers all around. Before this update goes live, mm-hmm. and before this becomes a requirement to play.
I mean, I like the idea of it where it's just like, all right, catch people in the act and then have, like, them on record or, like, cheating, let's say, like, multiple times or, like, you know, so it can be more of a thing of, like, yeah, now we can just prove without a doubt that you've been doing this. So,
yeah.
I get it.
So this is where I don't know if this is a PR stunt or I don't know if this is actually what they've had planned, but they're basically saying that the software that was released is in beta form. And they know that they know that there's no way that cheating developers aren't gonna find out. Yeah. So that's the reason why they made that post public before they released it.
Look, everything they're saying is like realistic. Yeah. Like it's not that point of like you can tell it has. If anything, it sounds like it's less of a PR thing and more just like straight from the developers. Yeah. Because you know? PR would have been like, oh, it's the perfect system, it's whatever. So. I appreciate them saying, like, yeah, we know people are going to get ahead of it. And it's to really set people's expectations of, like, what it is. Because I think too many people are going to look at it as, like, this kind of be-all, end-all for cheating. Right. And it's, like, it's really going to be a midpoint of, like, you're going to see less cheaters than you did before. But, yeah, we're still going to run into those. Like,
exactly.
You're going to still get that clip. But, like, I always go back to that dude shooting you underneath, like, mm-hmm. the floor. And I'm, like, so you'll see him maybe once every week now instead mm-hmm. of, like, once a day. So it's, like.
Exactly. So. According to them, that this is only a soft release,
mm-hmm.
and I just want to reiterate that the real full version is getting released in December, so we haven't seen the full service yet. So
yeah,
all I'm saying is, let's just wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I came here wanted to clown them and laugh a little bit.
But like I said, good PR statements.
One, because I'm a piece of shit, and just I just think it's funny. Yeah. Okay. Like, but realistically, I do respect what they're trying to do.
Yeah, it was a fair statement. It's like you can't argue it, you know.
This is the double-edged sword of having crossplay, because this type of really, you know, granted, even with consoles, they're still cheating at the Cronus bullshit, and they're still cheating on consoles.
It's more more hoops to jump through to cheat on consoles.
You can still do it, but it's harder. Mm-hmm. But for them to introduce PC, we know that this shit's gonna come with it.
It's happening.
So, but I do like the fact that they are taking some kind of initiative, and I like how they're not really sugarcoating it.
Yeah,
they're giving it to you straight.
There's, like, part of me that almost wants to, like, nerd out on that a little bit and just be like, could I just get, like, and I know they wouldn't tell the public, but it's just, like, me personally wants to know, like, all right, what's your support plan for the anti-cheat? Like, how long you, like, is this going to run, like, you know, we're just going to keep it for a year, or are we just rolling this into all the Call of Duty games and, like, we're supporting this for the long term? So, you know, we'll see where they go with it. And I'm curious and look at it.
So, I think that this was, I think Activision is thinking a few steps ahead.
Yeah.
And I think they anticipated this.
No.
As much as people want to clown, and of course the comments are trolling Activision, regardless, we know that you're going to buy the damn game no matter what. Yeah, so let's just, this is falling on deaf ears regardless. And that's probably the bigger takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody and their mother knows that this is going to be the top dog seller.
Yeah.
Because as much as we want to believe that Battlefield is going to dethrone, as much as we want to believe Halo is going to dethrone this game, we know big dog in the yard is always going to be Call of Duty.
It's just going to sell. Like I remember saying this like a few episodes ago. I was just like, yeah, much like I said, I'd love for Battlefield to do great, but
I don't see it.
They'll be lucky if they get 40% of that market.
I just don't see as much, and I want to, and I'm going to play Battlefield.
Yeah, no.
But I don't see it, bro. It's just the main thing that bothers me about Battlefield, not only the fact, we gave our take last week,
mm-hmm.
but yes, I feel like they're losing their identity as being different from Call of Duty. So now they're just rehashing what Call of Duty already does. But my issue you're releasing a full, like, multiplayer experience without any campaign, without anything else. We don't necessarily know all the modes in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But you're doing all this, and we're still paying for a full video game.
That's the thing, and that's like Call of Duty. Warzone has that advantage, like at all times. That's why I'm like,
with Warzone, you have with Call of Duty, you have the zombie experience. You have a campaign you can keep redoing, and not even just not some just not don't skip over the campaign. That campaign is phenomenal.
Yeah, no, and people sleep on it. Campaign's
amazing. So, and obviously the multiplayer experience that Call of Duty brings, and the fact that with multiplayer, you have your choice of a multiplayer and a battle royale. So, all these different facets. I'm a diehard Halo fan.
Yeah.
But I think this is where Halo is missing the mark as well. They're not bringing in battle royale. We don't know that.
So, and that's the thing, you know, it's like, you want to know these things just to be like, all right, I'm comfortable spending that money for it, but if these guys ain't telling me, it's like,
the issues that bothers me the most is that you know these devs are counting on this multiplayer to carry the game, right? That being said, most streamers are doing Battle Royale.
Yeah, it's most of them. The most popular.
So why wouldn't you incorporate that?
You think just throw it in. I understand it's an undertaking to like build out a game like that, but that, I mean, it'd be one thing if you got caught out like then time like right before Fortnite and PUBG came up. Like, yeah. I understood that. It wasn't a thing back then. But now we know. It's been established that this is a good genre that we want to have. Like, if anything, I feel like it should have gotten to the point where, like, every game should have this as a mode. Because it just feels like we're at that turning point of, like, all right, now it's just the next big innovation should be, like, all right, we have Battle Royale, we have the single player, we have the multiplayer, but, and then we'll start adding things on top of that and build out the game from there. Because we're at a new console generation. Exactly. You can't tell me you can't do this stuff, okay?
So, I'm tempered my expectations going into Battlefield, but right now we're talking about Call of Duty, and I think that they're in the right step. Overall, I just think that Call of Duty's in the right step,
yeah,
and making a move to make crossplay fun.
Like I said,
and make it, you know, because it nothing is more deflating than you bust your ass through a whole round of gaming, only to be railed by a fucking cheater at the end.
That's so, just the worst.
Yeah. Like, so I fact that the fact that they're taking this initiative, the fact that they're trying, I do like that. So
it's good to see them less is good.
That was my point. Knowing the fact that this game is going to sell like fucking hotcakes, they don't need an anti-cheat, but the fact that they're still doing it, I think is dope. Like, so
look, we all made noise about it. We got the response we wanted.
As much as we want to, as much shit as we want to talk and laugh at the fact that the anti-cheat is already bypassed, according to, you know, the representatives over in Activision, this is only a beta form of it. Yeah. So, and then I'm pretty sure that they were expecting this.
No, they said everything right in terms of, like, setting people's expectations for, like, because, look, you really don't have a leg to stand on if you want to come in here and, like, had they not said, all right, it's a beta and we're not going to be working on it, you could have come in here and just railed on them for 30 minutes and been fine, you know?
Their spokesman made it a point to say that they're expecting cheating developers to already have a head start.
Yeah.
So, let's just see where this turns out, man. The fact that there's somebody even opposing cheaters, the fact that there's an obstacle now, is a win. So, let's wrap up with this final topic. fucking DC fandom, and y'all know I was looking forward to this bullshit.
Dude, you had me hyped up because I was ready for that Batman trailer.
Yes.
And a few other things.
All right, I'm not going to shit on this completely, but we're talking 3.5 hours.
Yeah, that's the only issue I have with this.
For what I've seen, 3.5 hours is injustice.
That was a lot of filler.
Oh my god.
A lot.
It's like a shitty anime with fucking fillers.
You know when
that's exactly what this was.
You know when I knew something was up, that I was like, my spider senses went off, when it was like, I want to say like 30 minutes in, and then all of a sudden it was like, I forgot the dude was talking about like, and buy these shirts on the DC shop. I'm like, no, it's, you're 30 minutes in. It is too early to be hawking merchandise, okay? That is hour after, okay?
So I am only going over what stood out to me in the showcase.
This was one of those showcases where, like, you're okay if you just want to watch the highlight reel.
Yes.
Okay, like, we did the work for you. Don't worry.
Don't fucking... If you want to spend 3.5 hours, by all means, we do it because we want to put out a good show, and then...
I'd like to know some little details in between, but...
Yeah, and there's a lot of key points. DC is my... I'm a comic book reader, and DC is my favorite.
They put out so much good stuff.
You know, I have to watch this shit. But, so, wow. They opened up super strong with a nice little teaser of Black Adam.
Very excited. Like, I was amped for this to begin with, but he was not lying when he said he, like, bro, he looks bigger. Yeah, like, I don't know if that's CG.
Bro, he's on fucking all the roids.
Like,
he just said, hold my fucking syringes.
And just.
And let me show you how I fucking juice up.
Dude, I am ready to see that. Like, he was not joking when he said this. What he like rebalances the power scales in the DC universe now, and I'm like, yeah, because you look like you were ready to wreck shit.
All right, so you know, not something. Listen, we only saw the synopsis. I didn't even know this was a show. I thought this shit was in development. Apparently, they're two seasons in. Pennyworth.
Yeah, that was news to me too.
I don't know where they show this shit. Like, I don't know. But the little teaser that they had showed and some footage that they showed, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, no.
Kind of like little James Bondish kind of thing.
I always
so this
like
is Pennyworth like, before he becomes a full butler. So a little weird how he goes from some kind of special.
Yeah, kind of left the military
like
to
Black
be a butler.
Just to be a butler.
You figure you had some other job opportunities in between those, but hey.
So yeah, let's. I'm eager to see.
That Wayne money must be good.
Oh yeah. So I'm eager to see where that shit goes, and I'm eager to learn. Yeah. But Pennyworth is coming to HBO Max. Peacemaker.
Now that one, definitely want to see this.
one of the show stealers for Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
But Peacemaker is coming out with a show on HBO Max, and it is by James Gunn. So.
Which I'm happy he's attached to the project too, like because he the. I'm telling you, like, he just let him make whatever movie he wants to make at this point, because he's doing it right.
Yeah. So, I think, low-key, League of Super Pets, I think it's going to be fucking hilarious. They showed small snippets.
You know, it gave me that kind of same feeling as, like, what was that, Kevin Hart? Secret Life of Pets with Kevin Hart's, like, because that one, another one, I watched a trailer, I was like, this movie looks stupid.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch it. And then I watched it, I'm like, this is actually pretty good. Like,
so, League of Super Pets, I think low-key, it's going to be dope voiceover. It's basically, it's going over Crypto and and Ace. You know, basically, obviously, if you're under a rock, Superman's dog is essentially Batman's dog.
Yeah.
So, Ace is voiced by Kevin Hart.
Which
and Crypto is voiced by The Rock.
I mean, those two.
And those two together are gems. So, I think low key it's gonna be.
Yeah, that's gonna be.
It's gonna be a blast to watch.
I like that. Those movies where like they sneak in enough jokes for the adults to watch too. So I'm just like, this is gonna be good.
And for my fellow degenerate gamers,
there you go.
Not much details.
No.
About Suicide Squad, but we do know that Brainiac's behind it. And they he has somehow taken hold of the Justice League, and that's why you must fight them.
Now, I had an interesting thought when I was watching this trailer, and I got the kind of feeling of, now, they didn't say much about the gameplay or really go into details, but I was like, I would just personally be interested if it played more like a, kind of like that Avenger style, but then if the bosses of you fighting the Justice League were like hard, like Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Because that would be,
that'd be pretty fun.
Like maybe tweak the difficulty down just a bit, because I don't quite play Dark Souls. Like, I don't want to throw a controller through my TV. So it's like.
But I will say this, like, the game looks sick.
Yeah.
It does look really cool. It's your four choosable characters, your playable characters. It's King Shark, Harley Quinn, Deadshot, and Captain Boomerang. And,
I like it.
They each, according to what they had said in the behind the scenes part, they each can have their own abilities, so choose wisely as you choose to venture on into this world.
Yeah, I can see it. Look, if they really balance it out and kind of pick some elements from other games, they could work this into a really nice looking game. So, I like where they're running with it.
I'll glance over these two things, but they had showed just a behind the scenes footage of Shazam: Fury of the Gods. I liked the first one. I thought Zachary Levi did a hell of a job.
Yeah, he was great.
And they lightly show this one. I don't know too much of his lore. The only time I read anything Shazam was when he was rolling with the Justice League. I never read any of his solo projects. But I'm looking forward to, you know, obviously DC.
Personal,
so
why not? Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Also, Flash sprinkled some nice sauce in there.
Yes.
I'm not the biggest Ezra Miller fan.
Yeah, but
his suit is from Injustice.
That is, yes, I saw that, and I was like, that's a nice little look there. I was like, Because I remember, like, I'm all go for now. Nowadays, they're getting the suits to pull these from the... Because I remember how it used to be. You'd try to pull from the comic book to make the suit, and it looked like trash. But their work, it's this nice combination of, like, you know, actual material and CG to, like, it looks good. Yeah. Like, I was like, yeah, okay, I'm going to roll with this.
Yeah, it does look good. You hear Michael Keaton's voice. You see his silhouette, or, you know, he's about to turn around, but the camera cuts. Mm. They're about to show the 89 vehicle, but then the camera cuts away. I'm like, you mother fuckers, but you know what? I understand why they did it. I get it. I draw it out. But damn it. Ugh.
Just to show the goods.
If you know, Blue Balls is real.
Yeah, and that's what they did. They're teasing us. They're just tickling up there. And fucking, just like,
if... I'll give my final ticket to showcase in a second. But yeah, I thought the Flash reveal was beast. We talked about Suicide Squad. Gotham Knights.
Yes.
They also dropped a story trailer just like Suicide Squad did. And we kinda got a little bit more of they hinted at Court of Owls.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I gathered on the trailer, you have your four, I guess, people who are going to take over in Batman instead, because if you haven't kept up with the Rocksteady Games, mm-hmm. Batman's dead. And it's actually set to be, this is actually supposed to be, I don't know how this is going to play out, because this is actually set to be in the same universe, but if you look at Jason Todd's face, he doesn't have the same scarring as he does in Arkham Knight. So anybody, I implore you to play the Arkham series.
I mean, they're amazing games.
Yeah, and you'll see what I'm talking about when you compare the Red Hood, or basically, you know, obviously, spoiler alert, Arkham Knight and Red Hood's the same shit.
I mean, if you didn't know, that's on you for not Googling.
But look at Jason Todd in Arkham Knight, and then look at him in the trailer for Gotham Knights. And I don't know if this is the same universe. I can't confidently say that.
I mean, maybe they're pulling bits and pieces, or...
Which kind of brings me a little fan theory here.
Do tell.
I feel like in the Court of Owls, basically, what they have warriors throughout time. They have frozen, and then they have indoctrinated.
Mm.
I feel like the main antagonist is going to be Batman. I feel like he's in the Court of Owls.
I would like to see that.
And he's under their... I feel like whenever they fight the main Talon, which is the Court of Owls soldier... I think that's going to be Bruce.
That would be nice, because we're in this kind of realm of, like, where we can tell these stories. Like you said, with Suicide Squad being as popular as it is, like, yeah, that would be really good, actually.
And if Batman is fighting offensively as opposed to the standard defense, we're in trouble.
Yeah, no, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, we are in big trouble. So, I thought, you know, obviously they didn't reveal much. They revealed that there's going to be different type of talents to fight, not just the standard stealthy combat filled ones. There's gonna be heavily armored ones, so this is gonna be a co-op experience. I believe it's gonna be also cross-play. I'm not totally sure.
I feel like nowadays it's just, like, just they have to.
Yeah, it's kind of standard now, but it's all story. They didn't reveal too much.
Yeah, it's early still.
My theories, only theories. I'm hoping.
I mean, I like it. I wanted to see it happen now.
And just to top off, fandom 3.5 hours comes down to this.
Yeah.
But motherfucker, did they release a trailer?
Oh yeah.
So
I mean, for all the waiting, they ended it quite nicely.
They had released the trailer, or like a teaser trailer for the Batman.
Yeah.
Matt Reeves directing it. Robert Pattinson is gonna don the cape and cowl, and Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah.
Holy shit, is she Catwoman?
Like, I mean, made us completely forget that Halle Berry ever did that.
Yeah.
So.
But, you know, but she put some altered shit. Anne Hathaway, Michelle Pfeiffer. I mean, we're talking, this girl looks like she belongs for this role.
She is going to nail it. I mean, that gave me, like, that kind of, like, you know when those characters just fit?
Yeah, and it's like, not, you know, let's not skip over the fact that she's an absolute baddie.
Oh, my God.
But the fact that she looks perfect for the role.
Dude.
Yeah. I had little faith in Robert Pattinson.
Well, you're talking to me now, because
first team all Twilight over here.
Yeah, because for those of you who don't know, I have prided my life on seeing as little of Twilight as possible. Yeah. Like, my wife will watch it, I will actually run out of the room. So,
but I do gotta eat some crow here. It's the perfect setting for his build. Now, you know, we're usually used to seeing Batman kind of bulky and brolic. This one's he seems to be a little more like cut up, like shredded a little bit.
Rookie year.
Yeah. So this is before he got gains, but this is he looks good. I can't knock it. He looks good, and he looks in line.
That's the thing.
Year one and year two look like.
That's this trailer. That's what definitely sold me in it, because I was like, yeah, this is looking like this all fits now. Because I was a little on edge about it at first. Because I look at him and I think of like the Christian Bale Batman. I'm just like, it just felt like a kind of like a lesser version of that. But now after seeing this trailer, I'm like, no,
I'm gonna need Sonic Studios and Epic Games to release this Batmobile for Rocket League.
Oh,
just put it out there. 100%. The Batmobile looks super basic. It looks like a muscle car. Mostly, but damn it,
I like where they went with it.
I love it. It looks so sick.
It's still a shape to it where it's like it doesn't scream at any particular muscle car either. Yeah. It's just like, but at the same time, you look at it, you're like, that's a Batmobile.
I think it looks so fire. So, Colin Farrell, who plays Penguin?
I think so. Yeah,
bro, the transformation alone, holy shit!
Oh yeah.
So I'm excited. The trailer was absolutely stunning. Look it up on YouTube. It'll be everywhere. It'll be all over your feeds on IG today.
Yeah,
that shit rightfully owns need to the see day. That now. So
that is a must see in IMAX kind of movie.
Oh well, quick little fact for Gotham Knights, they're diving into the Court of Owls. They actually have the writers and the artists, Scott Snyder and Greg Colupo,
nice. Who
wrote the book, is handling the story as well. So just a little, for all my sweaties out there.
There you go. Get some quality writing.
Absolutely.
In there.
So. Listen, I'm good. You want to add anything to this luscious DC fandom?
Don't watch all 3 hours of it.
Bro, talk about a fucking company. They did 3.5 hours and they didn't reveal shit. They revealed everything and nothing at the same time.
Yeah, it was a masterclass of like corporate.
It was 3.5 hours of straight teasing, and damn it, it was. I'm like, okay, whatever.
They got us to watch it all, so I can't say they did a bad job. Yeah, but it's just like, they got us. For those of you who are going to be watching this when it isn't live, feel free to hit that fast forward button.
There's already broken down highlights on IGN, on DC, on YouTube. So,
bro, they were dropping it like as it was going on.
Yeah, they know. We're not going to gauge.
Yeah,
I mean, a handful of assholes are going to watch this.
Wait 3 hours for that 10-minute highlight reel.
I will say that to the credit though, the 3.5 hours didn't drag.
No, not at all.
It did go pretty smooth.
We were just expecting to hear, like I said, you had these moments where you just watched, I'm like, another commercial for selling something? Like, what do I have to go to? Which site am I going to? Yeah,
but I was, they didn't, I gotta credit them at the same time, because they didn't spoil shit, but they didn't tell you anything either.
No,
don't think that you're gonna watch this thinking you're gonna come away with some groundbreaking shit. Maybe some Easter eggs. Maybe some of your own personal theories, but no.
It was nice to watch, but it's just like
We saved you some fucking time.
2 hours.
Like, Family Guy where he tapes over Rosebud, and he was. it was a sled. So basically, we just Family Guy'd you.
So
I'm telling you, it's been pretty dope. Young Ari's awaiting us to wrap up.
We have a last minute guest appearance. Yes.
So we got to get out of here. You said anything we have before we go?
Just Forza Horizon 5 is coming out next couple of weeks. So.
I cannot wait, man. Yeah, man, games are picking up, man. If you got Game Pass or if you're going to sit there and shell out some serious shillings.
Yes.
It's going to happen this month.
It is the time.
Yes. Okay. Guys, that's going to do it from us.
Yes.
It's a rundown. I am the Goon.
My Action Mango.
And we're just going to let you guys coast off. Enjoy the new week at work.
There you go.
But just remember, man, we're here to give you a break from all the bullshit. Keep being positive and keep paying it forward. We're out.